Snow has begun to fall here in the Kootenays, and skiers and snowboarders around the region are eagerly anticipating the arrival of the 2024-25 ski season. Powder. Matt Mosteller, Senior Vice President of Resorts of the Canadian Rockies, RCR, provided a preseason update as opening dates rapidly approach. Fernie Alpine Resort is scheduled for November 29th, Kicking Horse for December 6th, and Kimberley Alpine Resort for December 13th. Stay tuned to each ski area's snow report for latest details as Snowvember has hit hard, Mosteller said. And like all skiers and riders, we share the excitement of seeing those early season flakes fly. As of November 19th, over 5 feet of snow to date at Fernie Alpine Resort. A self-proclaimed weather nut, Mosteller said rumors of a La Niña winter are very exciting. Few winters begin with all of the major weather outlets and the Farmer's Almanac somewhat in agreement, he said. That is amazing, as they share that the forecast for this winter is more moisture and cooler temps than usual. That is a recipe that we are seeing play out right now, given the incredible amounts of early season snowfall to date at Fernie, Kicking Horse, and Kimberley. The temperatures have given the dedicated snowmaking crews the opportunity to also make snow. La Niña, which is not forecast to be here until December or January, is feeling good for skiers and riders, but that means you can't stop doing your snow dance, or in Fernie celebrating and giving thanks to the Grizz. To boost their snowmaking efforts, Kimberley Alpine Resort has added 2 new fan snow guns this fall, for a total of 5 added over the last 3 years. A new snowcat will also be added to the fleet, designed to meet European STAVE V emission standards. Combined with another successful brush cutting and mowing program executed over the summer, Mosteller said the hill is all set up to deliver great conditions and terrain earlier than ever. Fernie has added 2 cats this year, specifically, 2 brand new Pranoth STAVE V emission standard cats. As with all that snow Fernie gets, we need state of the art and more environmentally friendly machines to groom it, Mosteller said. The hill has also undergone some massive terrain changes, he added, with major earthwork undergone to improve and enhance the skiing experience. Additionally, the Classic Grizz Bar, voted top-rated après ski bar in Ski Canada magazine, recently got a makeover and now has more space and better flow than ever before. Kicking Horse Mountain Resort in Golden had already received 115 centimeters of snow, as of November 18. This season they'll debut new programs and experiences for adult skiers and snowboarders through their winter sports school, including First Tracks, Trees and Skis Eco-Tours, Mogul Mondays Clinics, and the Training Thursdays Clinics. Popular programs like the Rippin' Betties and Big Mountain Camps will also return. Also back this year is the Freeride World Tour, scheduled for February 7th to 13. Watch for more details on this not-to-be-missed event. The crew responsible for the development of the resort's new rail park, installed last year on the lower mountain, have some more plans in store for its continued development this year. Heading into the season, Mosteller advises all skiers and snowboarders to check their gear to make sure it's still fit to ride, and check their helmets to see how long the manufacturer says it should last. He also encourages people new to the sport to take a lesson, available at all the resorts. Guest services are open at CAR Wednesdays to Saturdays, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Monday to Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., at Fernie. To print your season pass at Kicking Horse, stop by the Winter Mountain School office between November 29th and December 1st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.